Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
My heart is crying, crying.
We're back. It's 17 Till. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you go there and use it to your advantage. We got lots of stuff there. Read, listen, ask questions. Any topic under the small business sun. You got 5 seconds. You got 15 minutes. 1 minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes. We got something you can read or listen to there. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out the blog while you're there. And the poll question, too. We have to ask a different question every week. When you click your answer, you'll see how the poll's going so far. David Dossi is our guest. He's our intellectual property attorney. He's the partner with Gallagher and Dossi out of Columbus, Ohio. And we're talking about intellectual property and whether you're an IP loafer. You know, David, everybody is talking about valuing their intellectual property. Innovation, you know, I talk about this on the show with other experts all the time, that innovation is the key to our success to as we differentiate ourselves in the future with competitors. Everybody says this, but the practice of protecting intellectual property still isn't catching up with the attitude we have about it, is it?
No, and I think that small businesses have to work a little harder at it, because a large company may have in-house IP attorneys and they can think more about intellectual property strategy, whereas a small business owner has to essentially take that upon themselves or have a good relationship with an IP attorney. And it's not a lot of work. It's just something that always needs to be in the back of your mind.
Right. Well, and don't think, but you, something you point out, David, is don't think of leveraging and protecting and identifying your intellectual property. You shouldn't think of that as a legal issue, should you?
No. In fact, it's usually the business people, the people with the strategic mindset. Where are we going to be 5 years down the road? And then once they kind of have a general feel for that, okay, how do we kind of carve that niche out? So 5 years down the road, we own that space.
Right, right.
And you carve that and protect it by intellectual property today, planning for five years down the road. And usually, you know, the people with a good business strategy mindset are the best people to be doing this. And
well, let's find out. Let's help the audience find out if they're an intellectual property loafer, an IP loafer. Give us some examples.
Okay. The first one is, if you worry more about the most expensive piece of equipment that your company owns than you worry about your intellectual property, then you're an IP loafer.
You might be an IP loafer. And
right.
So what do you mean? But I mean, look, I just got through paying thousands of dollars for this piece of equipment, and I wrote a check for that. And this IP stuff you're talking about, I don't know exactly what that cost me. So I'm not sure. I can see how some people would have a disconnect there, David.
Well, if someone came up to you and said, Jim, I will I'll pay you 75% of the value of that used piece of equipment for your company, you would say, are you crazy? My company is worth way more than that.
Yeah.
Well, what's that other piece of value? When you add up all your used equipment and subtract out what you think your company is worth, you know, what makes up that difference? And it's got to be the intangibles.
The intangibles. All right, what's next?
Okay. If you don't know what your what the IP of your competitors, what they own, then you might be an IP loafer.
What does that mean?
And, well, it's true whether it's a technology company or a pizza shop. If you're not doing some form of competitive intelligence, just knowing their latest radio advertisements, their two-for-one deals that seem to be most successful, or is it a happy hour, or is it a dry cleaning, sales or member rewards program? If you don't know those things about your closest competitors, then you probably shouldn't be a small business owner to begin with, and you're definitely an IP loafer if you're not watching those.
And so you're not even – so when you say IP, you're not talking about just things that you patent or trademark or whatever. It's a lot – it's a range of, of things that you do, right? It's strategies, it's practices, it's systems, that kind of thing, right?
Right. When people come, they often come with more than a business plan, maybe a model for doing business. And I saw a good interview the other day with the guy that started the flip video cameras.
Right.
He has now started a grilled cheese franchise. And he plans to, it's going to be the next Chipotle, is his view. And he went through
all based around grilled cheese.
Yes. And he went through how much effort they've gone through to come up with this grill that perfectly grills a grilled cheese sandwich in 1 minute. So the outside's toasted and the inside is cheese, right? Just
so
the right temperature.
So it's going to be a restaurant? It's going to be a restaurant?
Right. It's going to be a fast service.
Can I get a cup of soup with that, you think?
That's the other part of the business. It's the grilled cheese and soup. You know, it's the perfect, easy, comfort food. But just listening to him, you know, when you're starting a restaurant, whether you realize it or not, they've invested, you know, those grills might cost $1,000 a piece, but it sounded to me like they had put hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of time into coming up with this perfect grill. So they may think, well, we can't protect the grilled cheese and soup business, but think about it. If you protected those grills, that there's got to be something unique about them that's protectable. They put that much effort into them. Surely there is. Mm-hmm. You know, you patent that, and your competition has to find a way to provide a sandwich as good as yours, as quick as yours, but can't do it the way you did it. Is that a competitive advantage? That's a huge advantage.
Absolutely. And by the way, David, tomato. That's the soup I want with my grilled cheese.
Okay.
Wheat bread, grilled cheese, nothing else on it, no mayonnaise, no tomato, no lettuce, just the American cheese, the wheat toast, and the tomato soup. That's all I want. Okay, maybe a little milk in my tomato soup. Tin Till, right back with David Dossie. I'm Jim Blasky. And when we come back, I want to talk about what do we do with intellectual property when the bank won't give us any credit for it. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.